Lesson 7, Work. Work is a big part of many people's lives. For some, it's just a way to pay the bills and buy those little treats at the weekend. When you get home, work may be all that you can think about, or you might blank it completely from your mind until the next working day. All the same, most people spend a large amount of their time involved in it. With that in mind, it's time to look at jobs and occupations. There are two ways to ask someone if they work. Yes, you've guessed it right, formally and informally. The formal version is, Dych chi'n gweithio? Dych chi'n gweithio? Do you work? Gweithio means to work or work in. Dych chi'n gweithio? And of course in North Wales, the dych becomes dach, and it's dych chi'n gweithio? The informal version is, Wyt ti'n gweithio? Wyt ti'n gweithio? Wyt ti'n gweithio? Now you can answer with an ydw. Yes, I do. A nac ydw. No, I don't. Or one of the more colloquial versions we discussed in the last lesson. And then follow it up with your job title. Now to do this, we use the same sentence structure as when you introduce yourself to people. So let's recap. In lesson 2, we learned how to introduce ourselves to other people, which we did by saying our name and following it up with a do we. For example, Jason, do we? So to tell people your job, we use the do we form, but instead of your name, insert your job title. I'm a teacher, so I would say Athro Dwy. Now, in Welsh, there's a male and female word for teacher. The male word is Athro. Sounds a bit like the hairstyle, Afro, but with a th sound. Athro. And as I said, I would say Athro Dwy. Athro Dwy. Athro Dwy. But some jobs have female versions for each job title. So the female version of teacher in Welsh is Athrawes. Athrawes. So a female teacher would introduce herself by saying Athrawes Dwy. Athrawes Dwy. Athrawes Dwy. In the book, there's a long list of job titles. In this lesson, I'm just going to give you a few examples of occupations from the list in the book and show you how to turn them into the full sentence, so you can say that it is your occupation. For example, an architect is a pensaer. Pensaer. So you would say, Pensaer Dwy. Pensaer Dwy. Pensaer Dwy. Let's try another one. A baker in Welsh is a pobydd. Pobydd. So that would be pobydd Dwy. Now, a businesswoman would be a merch fusnes. Merch fusnes. Merch fusnes, do we? Merch fusnes, do we? Merch fusnes, do we? A businessman would be Din business. Din business. Din business do we? Din business do we? Din business do we? A doctor is meddig. Meddig. So that would be meddig do we? Meddig do we? Meddig do we? Now a bin man or a garbage collector in the US is din y biniau. Din y biniau. Din y biniau. It literally means bin man, and in the UK we tend to call the trash can the rubbish bin, or bin for short. Let's try the full sentence. I'm a bin man. Din y biniau, do we? Din y biniau, do we? A scientist is a gwyddonydd. Gwyddonydd. Gwyddonydd, do we? Gwyddonydd, do we? Gwyddonydd, do we? If you want to ask someone where they work, you can say, Ble dych chi'n gweithio? So we just add in the ble, where, onto our earlier sentence, Dych chi'n gweithio? So that do you work or are you working becomes where do you work? Ble meaning where. Ble dych chi'n gweithio? Ble dych chi'n gweithio? Ble dych chi'n gweithio? The North Wales version of that sentence is slightly different. Ble becomes chle and dych becomes dach. Chle dych chi'n gweithio? Where do you work? Chle dach chi'n gweithio? Chle dach chi'n gweithio? That was the formal version, and earlier when we said, do you work? The informal version was, wyt ti'n gweithio? So now all we do is add a ble or a chle to that to make it, where do you work? Ble wyt ti'n gweithio? Ble wyt ti'n gweithio? Ble wyt ti'n gweithio? And in North Wales, Chle wyt ti'n gweithio? Chle wyt ti'n gweithio? Chle wyt ti'n gweithio? Now, to answer a question like that, we just say, Dwi'n gweithio mewn. I work in a. Dwi'n gweithio mewn. Followed by the place you work at. For example, office is swyddfa. Swyddfa. With a double D in the middle, giving that th sound. Swyddfa. So you could say, I work in an office, which is Dwi'n gweithio mewn swyddfa. Dwi'n gweithio mewn swyddfa. Dwi'n gweithio mewn swyddfa. Now, factory in Welsh is ffatri. It sounds almost like the English words fat and tree run together
really quickly.
Fatri. Spelt double F-A-T-R-I. Dwi'n gweithio mewn ffatri. Dwi'n gweithio mewn ffatri. Dwi'n gweithio mewn ffatri.
Now, shop in Welsh is an easy one because it's said exactly the same way in English and Welsh. Shop. But it's spelt differently. It's spelt S-I-O-P. Shop.
So to say, you work in a shop, it's dwi'n gweithio mewn shop. Dwi'n gweithio mewn shop. Dwi'n gweithio mewn shop.
You can also add the town or city you work in by adding an and the place name after the sentence. For example, dwi'n gweithio mewn shop, but where is the shop?
Yn Aberystwyth.
In Aberystwyth.
Dwi'n gweithio mewn shop yn Aberystwyth. Dwi'n gweithio mewn shop yn Aberystwyth. Dwi'n gweithio mewn siop yn Aberystwyth.
So all we're doing is adding an and the place name to say in whatever the place is. One thing to remember though, when we're using an, the word after it will mutate if the word begins with one of the trigger letters. B, C, D, G, P or T. Then the word that follows it, nasal mutates. For example, Caerdydd, Cardiff, the letter C in Caerdydd makes it a nasal mutation word when you put N in front of it. So you wouldn't be saying, dwi'n gweithio mewn swyddfa yn Caerdydd. No, you'll be saying, dwi'n gweithio mewn swyddfa yng Nghaerdydd. Just something to think about. And at this stage, if you forget the mutation, you just say yn Caerdydd, well, that's okay for now because people will still understand you and they will understand that you're still learning the language. If you need a more detailed recap on how the nasal mutation works, then why not re-listen to and reread Lesson 5, which explains them in much more detail. Now, here are some phrases that you may find useful to do with jobs and occupations. To say I am unemployed, you would say dwi'n ddi-waith. The last part of that almost sounds like I'm saying wife, as in a husband and wife. But it's not an F sound as in wife, it's a TH sound. Waith, ddi-waith.
Dwi'n ddi-waith. I am unemployed. Now, to say I am retired,
dwi wedi ymddeol. Dwi wedi ymddeol. Dwi wedi ymddeol.
The next word is a bit of a tongue twister. To say self-employed, it's hingang y flogedig.
I'm going to slow that down for you.
Hyn angyf logedig. So the full sentence would be, dwi'n hingang y flogedig.
I am self-employed.
Dwi'n hingang y flogedig.
Dwi'n hingang y flogedig. And don't feel like you have to learn that sentence anytime soon. It's a big tongue twister to say, I know, but here's the important thing. When somebody says it to you, you'll understand what they're saying, and that's the important bit.
There are two words for student, one for a male student
and one for a female student. Mavariur and Mavaruraig. So I am a male student is Mavariur Dwi. Mavariur Dwi. Mavariur Dwi. I am a female student in Welsh is Mavaruraig Dwi. Mavaruraig Dwi. Mavaruraig Dwi. Here's a tip. Don't try and learn every job listed in the book version of the lesson in one go. Learn them bit by bit as and when you need them. And here's a good way to practice remembering various job titles in Welsh. As you walk around your local village or town, you will walk past various shops and businesses. For example, a doctor's surgery, a cafe, a bank, or a police station. As you see each of those buildings, try and recall the Welsh word for each of the jobs associated with them. For example, a doctor's surgery. The job associated with that would be a doctor, meddyg, or maybe a nurse, nurse. Now it's time for a dialogue. The dialogue shows ways that the words from lessons 1 to 7 can be put together to form conversations. So Aaron has been attending Dosbarth Gymraeg, Welsh class. And in the class, the athro, the teacher, has been asking everyone to say a little bit about themselves in Welsh. So after a few weeks of learning Welsh, this is what Aaron hesitantly says. Shumai, Aaron dwi, dwi'n dod o Gasnewydd yn Wreiddiol, dwi'n byw yng Nghaerfyrddin nawr, a dwi'n gweithio mewn siop groser. So let's look at a few words there that we weren't already familiar with. So first of all, we've got the place, Casnewydd. Casnewydd. Now, Casnewydd means Newport, but it mutates in this sentence to Gasnewydd. We've also got the word dod o, or two words, dod o, which means come from, and anwraiddiol. Originally, dwi'n dod o Gasnewydd anwraiddiol. Dwi'n dod o Gasnewydd anwraiddiol. I come from Newport originally. The only other word we need to look at is the word for now. And in South Wales, it's nawr. Nawr. In North Wales, that becomes rwan. Rwan. So let's listen to the dialogue again. And now that you know some of the extra words within the dialogue, I'm sure you'll be able to understand it much better. Shumai, Aaron dwi, dwi'n dod o Gasnewydd yn Wreiddiol, dwi'n byw yng Nghaerfyrddin nawr, a dwi'n gweithio mewn siop groser.